Basically, the report, it was launched in December 2025, and it basically says that there are gaps in standard of living between the North and the South. South is ahead of the North, and people have 10% disposable income in their pockets than the people in the North. So it's something that we knew, but now we have the evidence to back it up.
And you highlighted differences in economic and life expectancy. How concerning is that for communities along the border like Baleek?
Well, I think, you know, yeah, there's so many border communities that we know have been left behind because of partition. And this report, we had a motion on it in the Assembly on Monday and it passed, you know, but it is concerning that just because you live, you know, just because of where you live, basically it's a postcode lottery, you are expected to live either 2 years less than your neighbours or 2 years more. So it is really unfair, and it's something that, you know, this report shows that we now have the basis to call for more all-island cooperation. And I think the report actually states, you know, that the Northwest Cancer Centre in Derry is literally saving lives. Children's Centre in Dublin is literally saving lives. You know, so if we have more cooperation like this, we would change the lives of people on the island. And, you know, we said in our case for Irish Unity that, you know, you can't duplicate services, you know, expect to have a good outcome. You know, both of our health services are just limping along. You know, we could have one big transport system and one education system rather than duplication across the island.